The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning. I'm happy to be joined now by Keith Coffler. He's the author of a new book, Bannon, Always the Rebel. He's also a longtime White House correspondent. Keith, thanks so much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. Hey, I hope they're not going to crack down too heavily on fare evaders on the metro. The cost so much. I mean, I'm trying, you know, anyway.
Yeah, all of your years of jumping the turnstile are going to catch up to you, Keith. let's talk about Steve Bannon, and this is a particularly opportune moment in the news. Bannon, of course, backing Roy Moore in the face of all of these allegations of sexual misconduct now against him. Is there ever a point where Steve Bannon will tap out and say, you know what, they're right, this is a lot, and this is not the kind of guy I want to support?
Right. Well, I mean, you note that my book is called Bannon, Always the Rebel.
Right.
Tapping out is really not his style. But you know what? It gets to a point. I mean, you know, when there was just one allegation, one of the more serious allegation that was 40 years old, you know, that was one thing. But it's beginning to get to the point where there's a preponderance of evidence where even I think Bannon is going to take a look at it. You know, his credibility is on the line. This is something that he knows that the Republican establishment is going to use against him to say that he is not the person to be choosing candidates for the Senate. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but I think we're getting to the point where even probably a lot of evangelicals in Alabama are very concerned about this. And he may very well try to find some other way to, you know, some way to back out of the board,
now,
out of the Moore endorsement.
To remind people, he worked on President Trump's campaign. He helped engineer that victory alongside Donald Trump. He's also the chief strategist inside the White House, and now he's back at his old job of being the chairman of Breitbart News, in charge of that website. And my sense of this, you've interviewed him for well over 10 hours for this book that you wrote. My sense of him is that he obviously wants some victories here to take on the establishment in the Republican Party, but he's going to want to do it with candidates who can be seen as both virtuous and fighting the establishment.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if he gets, you know, that's the other thing. If he stays with Moore and he gets a loss, then, you know, that damages his credibility terribly. So, you know, he still is going to be pushing unconventional candidates. But you're right that you know, he needs to have candidates who can also win, who are credible enough to convince voters, to put them in the Senate. And so, you know, we'll have to see what other types of people he comes up with.
Yeah, there are a couple of things I did not know. For instance, I did not know that Steve Bannon served in the Navy. And I also did not know that he worked in Hollywood. How did he wind up in Hollywood?
That's he has had a long and varied career. And it makes him very interesting and gives a lot of background to his current thinking. But he served in the Navy, and then he went to Harvard Business School and did very well there and landed a job with Goldman Sachs, of all places. And eventually they sent him out to Hollywood to drum up business there. He was with Goldman Sachs for a couple of years, and then he went out and had his own firm out there with a couple of partners and made a lot of money out in Hollywood.
You know, it seems, looking at your book, it seems like it's really a study in contrast. Like, you know, he was raised in a liberal, pro-Kennedy family. He was a Goldman Sachs guy. And now he's trying to lead a populist movement. How did he get there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, it was a progression. You know, I think he wasn't so much a liberal Democrat as sort of a Kennedy Democrat. He's one of those people like Reagan who would say, you know, that the Democratic Party kind of left me. And it's particularly under Jimmy Carter, he began to think, you know, this is not the right direction for the country, and he became a strong Reaganite Republican. So that was kind of that evolvement politically that went on. And he's just interested in many different things. He doesn't sit still. He doesn't sleep. And eventually he moved over and focused more on politics after he'd made a lot of money in business.
It seems like, you know, Steve Bannon, well, maybe more so than anybody else who's touched the Trump administration, has a lot of critics. There's a lot of belief that he's sort of the man behind the curtain on a lot of on the most evil things that people can possibly imagine about the Trump administration. You know, having talked to him so much for this book, what's one thing that you would like to disabuse people of the notion of about Bannon?
I would say probably that he is a racist and that his agenda is anti-Semitic and racist. You know, at over at Breitbart, several of the senior editors there are Jewish. He has put it to me that he thinks that the Republican Party needs to be a workers' party. And what he would say is that needs to include African-American workers. He says that his goal for the Republican Party is to have 30% of the African-American working class, at least part of the Republican Party, and the same with the Hispanics here. What he is concerned more about is changes in the culture, that too many people from other cultures come in. For him, it doesn't matter that they're Hispanic or whatever they are. It's too many millions of people coming in from one country and one culture, and not enriching American culture as it's supposed to be, but replacing it with language and so forth. So yeah. That's and finally, just, you know, I talked to many people who work with him. All of them say, even liberals who work with him, say they have not heard him make racist comments, just that personally he is not a racist.
The author is Keith Coffler. The book is Bannon, Always the Rebel. Keith, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, my pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon. 6:43 now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.